Well, you may have heard ads for IBM's supercomputer Watson, lauded as a tool to revolutionize cancer treatment by personalizing it.
Excuse me, doctor. The genomic data came in.
Thank you.
You can do that kind of analysis.
Yeah, Watson.
I can.
But internal IBM documents show that company medical specialists knew that some of Watson's recommendations were actually unsafe, including incorrect treatments. Stat News reporter Casey Ross writes about the documents. And Casey, this is stunning. One oncologist from Jupiter Medical Center in Florida is quoted as saying, "This product is a piece of blank." What was Watson supposed to do with cancer treatment, and what's the criticism?
Well, what Watson was designed to do was to give practicing oncologists recommendations at the point of care to treat patients who are in front of them. And according to IBM, at least in its marketing, these recommendations were supposed to be based on its analysis of real patient data. These internal documents that we reviewed found, in fact, that that was not the case. The way the system was trained was hypothetical scenarios and recommendations were being fed into it by doctors at Memorial Sloan Kettering, who were basically inputting their own preferences for treatment. Doctors on the other end of that who were using the system were finding that the recommendations just were not very valuable or relevant in the care of the patients.
Or in some cases, it looks like in your writing, they could have been harmful. One patient who was hemorrhaging, who was bleeding, Watson recommended a medication that you're not supposed to give when somebody's bleeding.
In some cases, the recommendations that were put out through the system were inaccurate, had no foundation in clinical guidelines, and in some cases were found to be unsafe or dangerous to patients.
Yeah. Well, you've been reporting on problems since last September, saying, you know, you were hearing that Watson wasn't living up to expectations. Now you're reporting that IBM knew, didn't disclose problems. What does IBM say?
IBM continues to sort of toe this company line that they've built this product, that it's successful, that it is helping patients, that they have been able to sell it to hospitals around the world that are using it. But still, the adoption remains slow. In another internal conference call that we were able to review, they also just said that they did not meet their revenue targets for Watson for Oncology. So there is a gap between what they're saying publicly and what they're saying privately.
Well, you also report that there's research around IBM maybe partnering with another technology, a combined technology that might, you know, have better luck. But has anybody died from this or had a negative outcome from Watson's recommendations?
That we know, nobody has been harmed as a result of the recommendations. Watson gives recommendations, and they're designed to be used in concert with a physician who would consider them and decide whether or not to put them in place for a patient. So we don't have any evidence that as a result of any of its recommendations, a physician has been led down the wrong path and given a patient treatment that's been harmful. Mm-hmm. But what's clear is that in the case of the use of this technology, IBM is essentially experimenting with it in real time. It has not been validated to the extent that I think a lot of doctors around the world want it to be, to show that it is, you know, both useful, relevant, and accurate. And I think that's disquieting to a lot of physicians.
Well, and to many patients.
And to many patients.
Yeah. So patients and doctors, beware. Stat reporter Casey Ross, will link you to his reporting at herenow.org. Casey, thanks.
Thanks very much for having me.